Parker Cohen, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
The very first statistic in the Corporation for Enterprise Development brief is a simple one. Only half of all health outcomes are determined by health behaviors, genetic factors, and access to care. So what are the other half determined by?
So about 50% of our health outcomes are attributable to the conditions in which we work and live. And these include such factors as housing, education, workplace conditions, and socioeconomic status. And these have a really outsized effect on our health outcomes, and we don't always think of them as such.
Does that mean the better off you are financially, the healthier you are and the longer you live?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a strong correlation with your financial status and how long you live. You can look at zip code maps of life expectancy within the same city, and you can see more affluent areas have life expectancy well into the 80s, whereas those of lower income communities is much lower.
Talk to me about financial barriers to healthy living. I'm guessing a significant percentage of adults probably don't even see a doctor when they need to because they're worried about cost.
Yeah, and CFED's Assets and Opportunity Scorecard tracks some statistics around this, and we know that 14% of adults last year did not see a doctor because of cost. So it's a big problem, and just the complexity of your life when you're in poverty or close to it and living day to day and struggling with finances makes it really difficult to take advantage of adequate health care, to maintain prescription regimens, and do so many of the things that help make you healthy. Your choices are only as good as the options available to you. And so many folks that live and work in substandard conditions just do not have access to the things that lead to a healthier life. And this has really dire consequences for population health overall.
This paper talks about bringing financial support into community health centers. Why do that, and how would it work?
Community health centers, otherwise known as federally qualified health centers, serve about 24 million patients a year. 90% of these patients are below 200% of the federal poverty level. And these community health centers provide a full suite of health services, including primary, mental, and dental health care. They also really serve as community hubs. They host events, provide wraparound services such as legal services, youth programs. And because of the patients they serve and the trusted relationship they hold with these patients and their communities, it really serves as a good opportunity to deliver these financial capability services such as financial coaching or benefits enrollment or credit building. All of these can help improve patients' financial lives and reduce stress overall. And with the close connection between financial status and health status, pairing these two types of social services is a really critical piece to helping create a healthy nation.
Why is merging healthcare and financial services so important?
We really see the future of healthcare, including not just medical services, but a system that takes into account all the different factors that contribute to our well-being. And community health centers that serve 24 million people can really, by integrating these services, help us treat patients more holistically. And hopefully, we will see less siloed service delivery over time and enhanced population health outcomes, particularly for those that are most vulnerable.
Parker Cohen, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.